Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If you missed the first part of today's second date update, a dude named Cody is on the phone, and he didn't get intimate with his date on his first date, but he did get intimate with a hand dryer in a bar bathroom. So if you missed it, Cody went out with this girl named Natalie. He met her on Tinder. She showed up actually looking better than her profile picture. But during the date, he noticed that he smelled a bit funky because he hadn't showered. He didn't have time to do that after work. So he went into the bathroom and tried to clean up using the hand soap in the bathroom. But after his first try, he went back to the table and he washed his downstairs, and it started to sting a little bit because he didn't get all the soap off. So went back to the bathroom and tried again, and then just ended up getting his pants all wet, and it was awkward when he went back to the table. And they decided to end things there, and he hasn't heard from her since. Cody, you ready to do the second part of your second date update?
I'm ready.
And are you wanting to be fully honest with her? Because honestly, like, if you said, hey, you were really beautiful, I got really nervous, I had a funk going because I was at work, I tried to fix it, and things just went wrong. Like, I feel like she should be understanding.
I don't really want to get into that. I definitely don't want you guys to be the one to say it. Like, you know, if you can get her on the phone, let's see how it goes.
Well, I mean, she noticed that your pants and stuff were wet, though, right?
I feel like the reason is better than making something up.
No, but he blamed it on the toilet, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
But that's even weirder, man. Right. You're, like, battling a toilet.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was just really bad. I'm just hoping we can save it because she's a quality girl.
All right, okay. Well, we'll try. I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
All right, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Natalie, please?
This is Natalie.
Natalie, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm good. I'm sorry. Who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh, okay. How can I help you?
Well, I don't know. Have you heard of the show before?
It sounds a little familiar. I'm not sure exactly.
Well, the first thing you can help with is maybe listening once and seeing if you like it. And then other than that, we got an email about you from somebody who does listen to the show.
Okay.
So we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I have heard of this before. It's that, like, roses, something to do with, like, roses, right?
No, very similar, though. Yeah. Similar, but no, it's a little bit different. But you went out with a dude named Cody, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, Cody emailed us, and we talked to him, and he told us about your date. He said that he liked you a lot, but he also said that you're not calling him back.
That is true.
Okay, and Cody wants to know why.
He had really nice things to say about you. He thought you were a quality woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's very nice. I don't know exactly what to say. It was definitely one of the most awkward dates I've been on.
What was so awkward about it?
I don't know exactly what it was. Like, he was just clearly having a hard time that night.
Like, with everything or just towards the end?
It was, like, sort of started towards, like, the middle, I guess. And then it just kept getting, like, stranger, and then we ended up just deciding, like, hey, let's just call it a night and maybe, like, reschedule.
How so? What do you mean by stranger?
So, he was definitely very sweaty, I guess. which was like fine at first, like whatever. But like he kept going to the bathroom. And one of the times this guy who actually came out of the bathroom and came over to me and was like, hey, are you with that guy? And he's like, I don't know what his deal is, but he just offered me $40 to switch pants with him.
What? And the guy told you that?
Oh. Yeah.
That is so weird. That is what weird. Did you think?
I didn't know what to say. I was like, oh, okay. It was so weird. And like at this point, I'm like, all kinds of things are creeping into my mind. I'm like, whatever it is, it must have been like bad or gross to like try to switch pants with a stranger in the bathroom.
Yeah, but then don't you feel bad for him?
I did feel bad. Like, what do you do? So I'm just sitting there.
So what do you think happened while he was in there?
I don't know if he had an accident, like pooped himself in the bathroom.
That's what you think happened.
Yeah, I don't know what else to think. Like, it must have been bad. It must have been gross. He was like all flustered and everything. And it's just like, before I was like, yeah, let's do these jello shots. Like, I'll probably make out with this guy tonight. And now if I think about that, I'm thinking about gross things. I'm like, I don't even know how that'll work.
Yeah.
So I do feel bad I haven't texted him back, but like, I just like, I don't know how to get past that.
Well, you don't have to feel too bad because you can talk to him right now. He's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah, I think he's still there. Cody, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Oh my God. I would not have said that much about it if I knew.
You thought I pooped myself?
I mean, what was I supposed to think?
Yeah.
Right, she's still thinking you pooped yourself. Yeah, like right now, true. She's thinking you didn't. Like,
I've never pooped myself. I would never have pooped myself.
Well,
I don't
we've
know.
All pooped
I mean, I'm sure you have
some
at some
point.
Point in
yeah,
your life.
I mean,
I'm not like judging you because it happened. I'm just like, I don't know.
It didn't
how
happen.
So like,
it didn't happen.
I'm serious. It really didn't happen. I didn't.
Okay, then Cody, if you really didn't poop your pants, then like, what the hell was going on?
Okay, so I was gonna go home and shower after work to get ready for the date, but I didn't have time. So like, I walked to the restaurant and yeah. I got a little bit sweaty, and then you walked into that place and I was just stunned by you. And I got really nervous. Like, aww. You were more than I expected. And aww. Once like the date started happening, you were really cool. And
then he pooped himself.
No, you're making
it worse. No, I didn't. I didn't poop myself. Please stop.
Okay.
It does sound like you're leading up to nervous diarrhea. I'm going to agree with it.
No.
I've never had nervous diarrhea in my life.
I'm sorry, Cody. He didn't poop himself.
No, he didn't. Come
I swear. I had BO. Like, you didn't smell that? Like,
No.
It smelled like vinegar.
Vinegar
I mean, I honestly, like, I didn't smell anything at the beginning of the day. I don't know what you were doing in the bathroom if it wasn't that, but I feel like you're just trying to make up an excuse about it, which I understand. It's embarrassing, but, like,
no,
it happens.
No, I'm not making up an excuse. Not at all. That's the truth. I was at BO.
So what'd you do in the bathroom, Cody? You got to finish the story.
Yeah, please.
So I didn't have, wasn't carrying deodorant with me. So when I went to the bathroom, the only thing I could do was wash my pits with, you know, with water and hand soap. But then, I mean, I was thinking, like, I don't know, maybe it was the jello shots. But I was thinking, you know, maybe I'll get lucky. Maybe tonight we'll go pretty far. And so I washed my with hand soap.
What?
You should have stuck with pooping your pants.
Yeah.
And when I came back, it was stinging really badly, and I start to sweat more, and it was I just like I went back to the bathroom to try to get the soap off of my junk, and it obviously made a big wet mess, and like I threw out my underwear there. It still sounds like I pooped myself. I didn't poop myself. I just it got really wet, and I was trying to dry myself off with a hand dryer. I mean, it was like the worst.
Cody, I don't know. If you're telling the truth, which I'm still not really sure if you are, I mean, when you first showed up, you know, I did find you attractive, and I thought you had kind of like a manly smell. If anything, it was kind of a turn on. Like, oh. Nothing smells gross or weird. Like, that's why I said, like, let's grab some jello shots.
Oh. She liked your sweaty armpits.
So I don't know. The lengths you went to seem, if that's what happened, like, seem a little extra.
offer nothing.
Seem a little extra. That's a very good way to put it.
I mean, to hear you say that when you felt that my smell was manly, it's so frustrating to hear. I went through all those steps. I did all that craziness, and you actually liked the smell. I feel so stupid.
Well, Natalie, would you like to go on a second date with Cody? We'll pay for it. He can get all sweaty before he shows up and knows that he doesn't have to take a shower in the bathroom.
Yeah. It's actually a really good sign, Natalie, that you have that type of chemistry with this dude.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm serious.
I mean, we did. That was before. Like, now I still don't know. I don't know.
Come on. Aww. Who doesn't want to start their love story with a good poop story?
I mean, I don't. That's the problem. I don't, but I don't know.
Well, knowing now that he didn't go to the bathroom on himself, he was just feeling sweaty and gross. Would you like to go out with him again?
Give him another chance.
Yeah, come on, we'll pay.
I mean, like, if it's not true, all that stuff makes him seem a little crazy. But, like, I don't know. I
promise I'm normal. I promise to just...
I promise I'm normal.
That's what normal people always say, Cody.
I know. I was like, that's what you want to hear. I do feel bad about not texting him back because I did say we'd reschedule. I'm not promising anything. I just want to, like maybe we can meet up, you know, a little friendly-ish and just see how it goes.
Is that good?
Something.
I'll take it.
All right. Well, there you go.
Right now.
Good. Well, congratulations, Cody. You got a second date.
Kind of.
I'm going for a run right now.
Yeah, get nice and sweaty.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.